Oh, snap.
And here we are again.
Again for episode what?
Episode 6.
Episode.
I've missed you, Brian.
Yeah, I haven't missed you at all.
Yeah, I know, but you just didn't realize that you missed me yet.
In fact, I...
You unmissed me?
Yeah, something like that. That's why I don't respond to your calls.
I don't think we respond to either of our calls.
No, we're such busy men.
Yeah, we text. We're texting generations.
We're busy little boys. So, I think we have to keep up with the tradition. Going through our sponsors.
We don't have too much time, though.
We don't?
We don't.
Office Depot.
LegalZoom. Zappos.
Zappos, Bear Paint.
Naked Juice.
Hewlett Packard?
No, I think it was a printer. What was the printer?
HP.
HP.
HP Photosmart.
Yeah.
4580.
And the promo codes in order of importance.
That's UMM.
We did that synchronized. That was pretty cool.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Broadcast. Yeah, Broadcast.
Oh, CVS. That's the other.
Yeah.
CVS.
What was CVS?
Broadcast.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought that was Zappos. So you get free shoes for life.
Oh, it was.
What is CVS? Listeners out there, help us out. Shoot us a message on Facebook.
Damn. We could just go back and listen to an old... That should be an episode of the podcast, the podcast. We should record a podcast of us listening to an old podcast
and
commenting on it.
Reliving old moments.
Oh, man. That'd be pretty groundbreaking.
Pretty uneventful.
Yeah.
It's a terrible idea.
But we don't have any time, Brian.
Well, we're not having a podcast.
No, I have something to do. I can't really talk about it, but it's important. And I just can we make this quick?
Yeah.
I just had a stroke.
Well, for the listeners out there, we apologize. We're not having a podcast tonight or a podcast. I'm sorry.
You know, I feel like it's very unprofessional of us to not have a podcast. You know, it's such early in our podcasting careers that we're calling in sick, basically.
Yeah.
It's very unprofessional. And I'm sorry.
It's a huge letdown. I'm sorry. I know we do this every week, and we're just not doing it.
We love doing it. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
We love it.
We love doing it.
Yeah.
We love doing it.
But
we love doing it.
There's just no time tonight, and I'm sorry, but
yeah.
Basically, after the theme song hits, we're leaving. Yeah. I have to go. I do you have to go?
Yeah. To the bathroom.
To the bathroom. But then after that, you have to go somewhere,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know, I've other things to do. We're
busy guys.
Talk to all these stupid people listening.
Yeah.
Dummies.
You know, dum-dums. Our sponsors. We have to get more sponsors, meetings, and...
Dum-dum-wah.
That's the coffee talking. That's the coffee talking.
It's actually Java Monster.
Which is another...
Another one of our sponsors, Java Monster. You put in the promo code Loca Mocha, and you get nothing.
You get nothing.
Yeah.
Is that something?
But nothing, as in like you literally see yourself as nothing.
Oh, okay.
And you like kind of dissipate.
Ooh.
Into another dimension.
That like, actually might be the most promising offer we have with our promo codes.
Yeah. Theme music?
Theme music.
Okay.
Set the bot. Who's that? Je te sais podcast. Polancha. Lick the juice. Lick the juice. J'avoue musta. Mystique.
Polar bears.
Wow, I think that was maybe the best.
It's up there.
But it sucks because we're gonna go.
Yeah, I know. Like you convinced me to stay for these just just waning seconds after the theme music, but I know you wanted to do lightning round, but we just don't have time for it. Yeah. And but before we go, I hate being rude. So, how was your day, Brian?
It was pretty good. I woke up. I drank a juice smoothie. Then I worked out for a little bit. Then I ate a salad, keeping healthy. And then I smoked some cigarettes. And then I worked on some music projects. And yeah, that's about it. And then you came over.
Yeah. How's the Naked Juice diet going?
It's good. I've lost, I think, a pretty noticeable amount of weight.
Yeah, actually, you look very good.
I think after I shaved off my beard the other day, too, that's another little bit of weight
there. You know, I apologize for not noticing.
And but it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about this, because we're about to leave.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't want to be rude, and I don't want you to be rude, so I'm going to pretend that you asked about my day and say that it was nice.
Yeah. Well, let me formally ask. How was your day?
It was nice.
Yeah, I don't care. You got to come up with a better answer than that.
Yeah, I know, but we just don't have any time.
I know. I don't know why we even keep going.
You know, we pressed the record button, and we thought that, you know, there'd be time, but it just happens that there is no time.
What is time?
Time, that is a good question. But it's not a question for right now, because we have no time.
Yeah.
But if we were to answer that question, it is a very interesting question.
I just got lost in your eyes for a second.
I don't blame you. A lot of people do. And, you know, I actually noticed the other day that I was looking into my eyes in the mirror, and I thought I noticed a speck in there that I hadn't noticed before, so I got a little scared. Mm. I am a hypochondriac, a recovering one.
Yeah.
But
you're also a giant douche.
How so? Explain.
Well, we don't have time.
There's not enough time to explain it.
But really, what is time?
You know, sometimes I think about how I was actually talking to a teacher. No, I don't. I think, therefore I am.
Okay.
That's the only way I know that I am thinking. Descartes. But I think he actually is French, so it does make sense that we...
Isn't it Descartes? Descartes.
And Socrates.
Socrates.
Socrates and Descartes.
And Plato.
And Plato, yeah. Perfect. But, you know, the time of the months, you know, 30... I was talking to a friend about solstice, you know, the solstice that just happened, and the equinoxes. Actually, the equinox just happened, not the solstice. And, just how they developed, you know, those days of this many days in a month and these many hours in a day. It's pretty wild. But it's basically just Judeo-Christian, you know, through the Romans, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Imparting the system of time on everyone else.
Mm.
Because, you know, CE, Common Era. That's the Romans,
man. You spent a lot of time explaining time.
Yeah, and we have no time.
I know.
But it had to be done.
I think it's time we just go.
Yeah, just it is time.
Hit the stop button.
Yeah, we just gotta hit the stop button.
You know, Einstein believed that time was the fourth dimension.
That's what I thought it was. I was under the impression that it was the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
Because 3D is obviously... Depth, isn't it depth?
Well, also like the physical realm, you know, the tangible.
Yeah.
But things can't be tangible without time.
That's true. Moving through space, there has to be time.
Yeah.
Are we going to get into some crazy space-time continuum?
Well, if we have time.
Well, we can make time.
What does it mean to have no time?
To have no time... I think it just means you don't want to put the effort in. Because there always is time.
What if you're completely lacking of time?
Then you would cease to exist, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Because if you had no time, then there would be no time to expend on having no time. French would be the perfect accent to have this conversation in.
Yeah. But
I don't have a good French accent.
I wish that we could just speak French, and I think it would have even more meaning.
Yeah, and we probably have more podcast listeners. Because those French, they're into technology.
Are they?
I would assume.
Man, this is a terrible podcast. Let's just stop.
Yeah, let's just stop.
Zappos. Let's just wrap it up right now.
Okay. No, we'd never do that. We'd never do that. Even though we have no time, we're never going to do that. We're never going to give you up.
Lightning round?
I think it's the rust. The rust is
I know, we haven't done this in a while.
Should we reveal the trade secrets of the Pryant and Bat podcast, Aaron?
Sure.
And the fact that we actually haven't recorded a podcast in how many weeks?
Like a week and a half at least.
Yeah, I'd say more, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, because sometimes we record ahead of schedule and sometimes we'll record like, you know, ones back to back.
In the biz, we call that working ahead of schedule.
Yeah, yeah. So now that we haven't done it in such a while, and plus I'm all jacked up on Loca Moca.
That's what it was called. Okay.
Yeah, my head is spinning a little bit.
Where do you buy that? 7-Eleven?
AMPM, which is another sponsor.
Yeah.
You put in the promo code PMAM.
Night turns to day,
and
day turns to night.
And they charge you extra.
On what items exactly? Bottled water?
I think only on Jack Links, which is another sponsor of ours. You put in the promo code LinkJacks.
Oh.
You know, we've actually caused multiple suicides. There's so many people listening to this and just...
We're their death music.
Yeah.
The death soundtrack.
So much emotional distress we've caused.
Yeah, you know, damn, that thing's going to follow me till my grave, which I will be listening while I'm in my grave to this podcast, because there is no time.
You know, what would be interesting is like a grave cam.
A grave cam? Yeah, you know, actually, I feel like I have seen one of those. But I can't remember where. Maybe it was like a prank or something, and they had like a video camera in like a coffin just to freak someone out. But grave cams.
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool because like you have a camera inside of your casket, like a night vision camera.
Yeah.
And then people can check back like online, you know, access gravecam.com. And then just watch you, like, they'll check back a month later, and it's like, oh, they're getting extra mushy.
Their corpse is rotten.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would. You know, that actually reminds me, I was with Gina at the Betty Page clothing store in Hollywood, and they had these flyers for, I think it was called, the Museum of Death. And it was advertising... extra gory crime scene photos. But I think it was like photos taken from the 1940s and 50s.
That's quite American.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, what's more American than the Museum of Death, you know? Except in France. They would probably have it too.
The Museum of
Death. Mort.
Mort.
Petit Mort.
Death. So wait, where are we going with this? I'm already tired. I'm already over your story.
Yeah. No, it was related. No, it wasn't related, but it just reminded me.
Well, everything's related.
Everything is related, but this was only tangentially related, as Owen would probably say.
Yeah. He would say tangential. Such a noob word.
Yeah. But we love him. Hi, Owen.
Hi, Owen. So, Office Depot. They emailed me probably last week, and that's when we just sealed in that account. And they're offering us free staplers.
Ooh. To staple all our other contracts.
But only two. You think, I mean, we mentioned them earlier, but do you think that's a good deal? Like, should we keep going with that?
Well, there's two of us. We don't need more than two staplers.
That's true, but, I mean, we're exposing them to,
is
like,
it, is it unlimited staples?
Yeah, unlimited staples.
Well, then I take it.
But we are exposing them to fives of tens of fans.
Yeah, fives, tens, perhaps even 20s.
Yeah, yeah, if we're having a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, but they're going to grow, you know, like any good company, they're going to grow with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to grow inside them.
Yeah, we're going to be in their womb, incubating.
And will become a fully mature young man in their midst.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll appreciate that.
A Mick Foley.
A Mick Foley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Little Foley's.
Do you remember that special breakfast breakfast item at McDonald's? The McFoley?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it was a special tie-in with WWE.
I don't remember that.
And maybe WWF at the time. It was a while ago.
So you're not. This isn't one of your bri lies.
I think I'm gonna transition over full time to the mixed stroke.
To
the French stroke.
That was actually the title of an episode of Family Guy. So,
well, Family Guy is the funniest show I think ever written.
Yeah,
it's so good.
not as good as this though.
The what?
Not as good as this.
I can't believe you said that.
I know. I went there.
I mean, we're pretty good, but Family Guy is like I don't think there's a show out there that's that groundbreaking.
No. And I've actually laughed till I cried and then laughed again while watching it.
Mm-hmm. I laughed. I died during an episode.
And then you had the grave cam.
Yeah, the grave cam with a Mick Foley next to me.
Yeah, and you... and you were able to watch Family Guy.
What is Mick Foley up to these days?
He's writing books. He actually wrote a novel, which was pretty surprising.
A novel?
Yeah, and it wasn't about wrestling. You know, you see those old
like
athletes.
A murder mystery or something?
No, it was actually like they call it a Bill Dung's Roman, which is a coming of age story.
Oh.
And it sounded kind of like, you know, Forrest Gump was based on books before it became a movie, obviously. But it sounded kind of like the same story as Forrest Gump, actually, from what I've read, what the books were about. But, yeah, and I saw it on Amazon, and I was kind of tempted to buy it, but I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know if I can take that chance.
Well, for you listeners at home, there's an interesting movie that they play on Skinamax at night called Coming of Age.
Really? Who's in it? Pray tell.
McFoley.
Oh, McFoley. McFoley. That would be French.
McFoley. That's actually Mick Foley. He's signed a deal with Chick-fil-A, the McFoley. Very, very controversial.
Man,
the McFoley.
He's getting the good sponsors. We're just getting the.
He didn't try to make a comeback.
Oh yeah, they all try to make comebacks.
Isn't The Rock coming back?
Yeah, The Rock is back, but he's doing movies too. He's doing.
Is he wrestling or is he just is it like Hulk Hogan where he just shows up and?
It's a little bit of both. He does wrestle, but he just shows up. Like, he hasn't been on there since probably for about 3 months now.
What about Ric Flair?
No, I think he's actually in a lot of debt lately, I've heard.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing to me that so many celebrities, they have so many millions of dollars and then they just go flat broke.
He's going to have to eBay all of those golden robes that he has.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
That's how... He was actually booked to go to the Gathering of the Juggalos. That's how low that you go.
Wow.
That's pretty low.
Well, I wonder if his son Nick Flair would take care of him.
Nick Flair?
I don't know where I'm going with this. Zestroqua.
Bryant, my boy.
Lightning round?
Who's lightning round? Because we both wrote lists.
Yeah, this will be the first time that you LR me.
Okay. Got my list out. I'm going to call this the thunder and lightning round because my topics are, some of them are a little more long-winded than they probably should be. But
I'm cracking my knuckles. I'm so excited here.
Are you ready?
No. Can I have 7 seconds?
Okay. Can someone cue up the punk rock band 7 Seconds? No? Yes?
Is there a punk band called 7 Seconds?
Yeah, there is, actually.
Are they any good?
I wouldn't know. I've never listened to them. Are you ready?
Well, you could be lying.
No, I actually haven't listened to them. I've heard of them, but I've never actually listened to them.
I want you to
them.
Google this right now.
They are a band.
Googua.
Googua. Googly.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Intermural Sports.
What?
Intermural Sports.
Intermural Sports?
Boys and girls playing together.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be intergender sports.
Okay, yeah, I've never heard intramural. They are exciting, sexually intense, and I would watch them with a pillow over my lap.
Good. You know, you can never be too safe. Thoughts on how suction was invented?
Well...
See, I'm just, I lined this one. It's like T-ball.
This is much different than my lightning round. Yeah. My lightning round is just a word or a name of person or...
Yeah, I had to be a little different.
Thoughts on suction? Development of suction?
Thoughts on how suction was invented.
Have you ever heard of, do you know what a succubus is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is biblical times.
Yeah. Almost pre-biblical.
The succubus actually originally worked for Hoover, and he actually patented about 4,000 years ago.
And so Hoover collected a bunch of succubi and made them into the suction device?
Succubi.
Healthiest food to get on a budget aside from fruit?
I think that's
a Family Feud topic, but...
I think my choice would be foie gras.
And where can I find that? I know you're going to do a fucking French thing.
Croque.
How many times you washed your hands today?
I'd say maybe 6.
Really? 6?
Yeah.
Like literally 6. Wow. Full washes or just kind of sprinkles?
No, full washes. Wow. I mean, I could try to recount all the times I wash my hands today.
You could.
Is that exciting?
No, but nothing is. What is exciting these days?
Exactly.
Ugliest national flag.
Ugliest national flag.
There are some ugly ones, but I can't think of their names.
I think maybe, I don't know.
Wrong!
Tobago?
Trinidad and Tobago? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
They probably do.
They're kind of boring.
Yeah. Last time you vomited?
Last time I vomited? It was maybe like three months ago.
Oh. And what was it? What was the occasion?
Alcohol.
And the occasion of the alcohol?
I was just pounding mad beers at home.
Wow.
And
so no occasion?
No.
Wow.
I just kind of got like insanely drunk at home because nobody loves me. Nobody loves him.
Speaking of that, most money you'd be willing to spend on shoes?
I think 200.
Oh.
I have.
Have you ever spent $200 on shoes?
Well, not on shoes, but boots.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have a pair of Tony Lamas
mm.
that I haven't worn in a while, but I got them resold, and they're really nice. I mean, and then I have a pair of Cole Haans. I think those are like $130.
What? Not bad. Yeah. Pound for pound, most indestructible human. And notice I said human, not man.
Pound for pound, most indestructible human.
Yes.
So is this like fighting or something?
This could be anything.
This can be anybody?
Yeah. That you are aware of.
I'm going to go with, if we're talking about pound for pound, I'm going to go with the $1 Million Man, Ted DiBiase.
Ah.
Ted DiBiase.
And your reasoning?
I think it's because I really like him, and he's my hero. He's my hero.
Speaking of heroes, Pigpen from Peanuts.
Oh, Pigpen. I like Pigpen. He's probably not my favorite character, just because he doesn't really say much too often.
Mm.
But I do appreciate his carelessness. You know, he's his own individual. He doesn't care if he stinks.
Yeah, you know, he's an interesting character to be added to the Peanuts cast because, well, he was there pretty early. You know, he's been in the original strips.
He's been around since like the 1700s,
and which would fit in because they didn't bathe back then.
Yeah,
or they didn't bathe like they do today.
Peanuts.
Give me something overrated.
Something overrated. Something overrated. The radio.
Ah. Interesting answer. Sexiest ethnicity.
Sexnicity.
Not to be confused with synchronicity.
Man. So, is this physical attributes, or is this, like, the way they handle themselves?
It's all up to you, Brad Baby.
I think he had a stroke.
You and your Brad Baby. You and your brow lies, your brow baby.
You could call me Brow Baby. I do have some pretty big eyebrows.
You do. They're nice.
Brow boy. I'm going to have to go with the Turkish.
Turkish. No, I want a serious answer. I apologize to the Turkish out there that are listening, because if we're being listened to in Egypt, Turkey's not too far away. But yes, serious answer.
Yeah, I can't go with I'm thinking, leaning towards maybe like Latin America or South America. I think Brazil might be a little too sleazy.
Mm.
I apologize to our Brazilian listeners.
Yeah.
But those thongs are just a little too intense.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go with maybe an ethnicity that's a little bit more mysterious, maybe.
See, I thought you were going to go somewhere in Asia.
Mm.
Because I know how you like some Japanese girls.
Well, I don't discriminate. I kind of like all Asians.
That's true. That's true.
So let's just go with Tunisia.
Tunisia. Okay. So much.
That was a bad answer. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm really bad at this lightning thing.
It's your first time.
I know.
The next thing to become obsolete.
The next thing to become obsolete. I think physical money, paper money.
You know, I when I wrote that, I was thinking, I nothing came to me, but that's actually true. I agree with that.
Everything's just going to be, you know, like bank cards, you know, ATM cards.
And finally, my last topic.
I don't care.
Podcasts.
Podcasts. What do I think of them? How do I feel about them? I breathe them. I live them. There's a code of honor.
You are them.
There's a code of ethics.
It's like the Marines.
Respect the core. Respect the prod. podcast.
Pride of the Prawn.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite phrases.
Semper Fi. But I think my life would be pretty meaningless without podcasts.
Yeah, especially at this point.
I think I would build a large catapult and launch myself into a volcano if I didn't have podcasts.
That would be pretty memorable, though.
Yeah.
Especially someone that built their own catapult. Are we ready for my lightning round?
I'm still talking about podcasts.
Oh, okay.
So, podcasts. No, I'm joking.
We didn't have time for the rest of your answer.
Good God.
I really have to go. Like,
yeah.
I know you really wanted me to do the lightning round, but
to do this lightning
round. I'll do the lightning round, but then I gotta go. And no, you have to go.
No, let's just go.
Let's just go.
Let's just save my list for next time.
Yeah, let's do it.
So let me grab my list here.
The proper folds have been unfolded. This is my 7 seconds to prepare.
Okay.
Yes.
You ready for the first one?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you need a countdown?
No, I'm good.
1, 2, 3, aliens.
I believe that... I want to believe that they do exist, but not in the manner that we... think they exist.
Illinois. Poodles.
Actually, I've never been a fan of them, but I did have a neighbor that had one that was really nice. But I've heard that most of them aren't very nice. So, I like the one that was nice to me.
Sadism.
What was it?
Sadism.
Sadism. I think a lot of people, or more people are sadists than you would think. And it's okay with me.
Communism.
Communism. I remember when I was about 14 or 15 being really interested in reading about communism. And it's not till about maybe the last 2 or 3 years that I've actually read about communism and in actual detail. And it's interesting.
That's a lie. Green tea.
My only tea that I do drink.
Green tea. crystal meth.
I used to live in a city called Spokane, Washington, and about 5 years ago I saw something on the news that said that Spokane, Washington has one of the worst meth problems in the United States. So,
well, at least they represent.
Yeah, and I guess I'm glad that I got out while I could. Mm. Otherwise, I might be sitting outside of a 7-Eleven trying to stab a squirrel with a pen.
A purple squirrel with wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably what you see.
Yeah.
Crystal method.
Never been a fan.
Crystal method.
I remember when I was a kid, though, I used to get crystal method mixed up with Depeche Mode for some reason. Yeah. No comment either way, though.
Yeah. Dead air.
Yeah.
France.
I would like to go to France one day.
It should just be your answer.
Yeah. Okay, I delete the last thing I said. And
no, I want to hear what you have to say.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're probably right. Spinach.
I used to love Popeye, and he loved spinach. So that's all I got.
That's got to be the worst answer you've ever given.
What? You don't like Popeye?
I like Popeye, but... jeez. Okay, prog rock.
I do like selected prog rock because it's really the world's music. You know, I know there's world music, but prog is the world's music. It speaks to everyone.
Prog cock.
That's something that you made up.
I didn't even write that down. Prog cock. Skrillex.
I've heard so much about Skrillex, but I've never actually heard Skrillex. I've heard what you have told me are your imitations of Skrillex, but nothing else.
Skrillex. donuts.
Long Johns. All the way. Chocolate.
It was Is that a type of donut?
Yeah, it's the... I think they're called Long Johns. That's what I've always called them. The ones that are like a bar.
Oh, I've always heard of... I always thought those were called like a maple bar or a chocolate bar.
Yeah, I think they have several names, but that's my favorite.
Long Korea.
Diarrhea?
Hmm. Offensive.
Hey, as opposed to everything else.
Hey, remember that time we went to that Korean barbecue place?
Yeah, and I did. Well, I didn't have diarrhea, but I did. Maybe that's why I mentioned diarrhea.
Or I thought you were constipated.
No,
all we ate was meat.
No, I wasn't constipated. I was the opposite of constipated. Like,
really?
I just went to the bathroom tons that next day.
Well, it's probably because you ate so much, or I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
Did you like it though?
I did. I liked the one that apparently. Someone told us it tastes like bacon.
That's not chuddo.
I don't remember what it was called.
Yeah, what that's called.
But it was good. Yeah, I ate a bunch of it.
The Cure.
Never been a fan. But I respect their abilities to exist in popular music.
I was actually talking about the cure for cancer.
Wow.
And you're just being really insensitive to a lot of people.
Great way to make me look like a jerk.
You're a cocksucker. You really are.
We didn't even have time for this, and we're doing it.
The next on the list, cocksuckers. In parentheses, Patrick.
That's all that needs to be said.
But really, the next thing on the list...
Gonna have to repeat that one.
Caveman? Yeah.
I think we should have covered this in the Darwin discussion we had on the first episode.
Mm.
But we didn't. So caveman.
Darwin.
That's gonna be the worst gimmick this podcast has ever had. The French translations immediately after every word that you've spoken today.
So what's your answer for caveman?
My answer is I have no answer. So go ahead and do your French translation.
No. Pangaea.
Pangaea?
Pangaea?
Pangaea? I've heard it pronounced so many different ways. But I think that's really cool that the whole landmass used to be one. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Just as interesting as your answer. Next on the list.
I don't give thought-provoking answers. I give honest answers. I don't care if this is a podcast. I'm being me. And that's the best thing I could be.
Thanksgiving.
Or I assume that was what you were saying. No, I've never had too much of an affinity for this holiday, except when I was in kindergarten and I was able to dress like, I believe I was a pilgrim, but I had friends that were Indians. Like, they played Indians. They
interesting. Weren't. Don't care. Cheddar.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jet Li. I was going to, oh man, I don't
well,
know.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, they are the one and the same, and I love Cheddar. Did somebody just fall from the ceiling? Was it cheddar? Because I love it.
The sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
December 21st is coming early.
Yeah. We're going to have to talk about that.
Cheddar.
There's no time, though. Cheddar cheese is my favorite cheese.
Probably because you're a cracker, which goes good with cheddar cheese.
They do go good. You got to admit that. They do go good. Go well. They go well. Not good.
Corn.
The best thing to have with corn, in my opinion, is macaroni and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good.
Never had that before. Is that Southwestern? What do you call that?
I don't know what kind of combination that would be, but it was delicious.
You know what you call corn in French, right? It's maize.
Oh, man, those Incans.
Next on the list, garden mazes. See what I did there?
Yeah, you connected them. Oh. We're all connected. Everything's connected. But you connected especially that one, especially that one.
Corn and garden mazes.
I would like to go into one day, but I'm not quite sure where the nearest one would be. Do you know?
Garden mazes.
Oh, no, those garden mazes in French. I'm still trying to translate.
Actually, I'm not really too sure where there's a garden maze here in Southern California.
Was that your big ending?
I think we'll investigate that. Let's find one.
We should.
Let's do a podcast in.
Oh, that was my idea. That was my idea. And
well, I am better than you.
Yeah, but I had the idea first.
No.
And you just kind of like you kind of stole it from the middle of my mouth with your tongue.
Estolva. Chipotle. Chipotle.
Chipotle. I had never heard of the restaurant like 2 years ago, and now I love it. And
do you like the long lines?
You know, whenever I've gone, yeah, actually, there are some long lines sometimes. But why did you go to there recently? You couldn't have because you're on your diet. Is this a Tim and Eric bit?
I went there. I've been there a few times before. But I don't think I've been there in maybe like 3 or 4 months or something like that, because I just don't think their food is that good.
Man.
They're actually issuing a lawsuit to me right now.
Really?
There's somebody knocking on the door. I think I'm getting served.
Oh. You got served.
I got knickknacks.
Paddywax. Give a dog a bone. Yeah.
That was a good answer.
Yeah.
That was good.
It was immediate. I'll give you that.
But yeah, I'm going to accept that. That was good. I think
every other answer.
I think that was one out of like 80 questions I've given you.
Yeah.
Out of all of the
lightning rounds. Yeah.
Chris Jericho.
I am a huge fan of that guy, and he's a rock star now. But his music isn't very good. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
I think
he's serving me.
Yeah,
man, we're just getting served all over the place.
Did you like when he called it the Lion Tamer, or when he? Oh called
yeah,
it,
yeah, the Lion Tamer is way better because. Go ahead.
What was
the Walls of Jericho?
The Walls of Jericho. Walls
biblical. Of Jericho. Getting all biblical. The Lion Tamer. See, you reclined the back more, and you had you would plant your knee on the guy's head, and it looked extremely painful.
Yeah.
Whereas the Walls of Jericho is just a plain old Boston crab, which is.
Well, it's kind of like more,
they're both painful, but
it wasn't just a. It was like a really high arcing.
That was the Lion Tamer.
So the Walls of Jericho was just a Boston crab.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of disappointing.
It is really weak.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho. What? Tacos.
What? Taco? Oh, tacos.
Tacos.
Tacos. The best tacos I've ever had were in the Mexico trip I've never taken.
Dark quad.
Gosh damn it. This is never gonna end, and we have to end because we don't have much time. We're going back in time.
But tacos, I wasn't listening because you're such an idiot.
Yeah, I like tacos. I like tacos.
Yeah, they're really good, aren't they?
They are good. And you know, a lot of people they think we're ignorant Americans for liking tacos. But I like them, regardless.
You know, I don't think I've ever come across a taco that I didn't like.
Man, you were really passionate right there.
Mother Teresa.
I remember I saw a Saturday Night. I had a stroke there. An SNL skit.
SNL.
about Mother Teresa on the cover of I think it was a bottle of alcohol, and it was proclaimed sacrilegious in our household, and I think the TV was turned off right away.
Hmm. Is it because you come from a Catholic household?
Yeah, Catholic.
Catholic.
You're gonna throw up talking like that.
All right, for the last one,
the big finale that you were preparing me for. I'm ready.
Furby.
I still, to this day, do not understand that phenomena. You know, Furby or Beanie Babies. What was so funny about that?
I'm really smart.
Yeah?
No, I mean, when you said the word phenomenon, it, you know what I heard in my head?
What?
Phenomenon.
Well, I think it is a French word.
But yeah, I never really understood it either. Although I think my sister had a Furby.
Mm. They talked, didn't they?
Yeah,
they talked to, or did they? Weren't they marketed as being smart?
Yeah, they were kind of like what are they called? Gigapets.
Gigapets, yeah. Another 90s toy.
But it's like a actual physical. Large gigapet.
Oh, really?
And you'd have to feed it.
Wow.
So you'd take like a carrot or whatever, and you put it in its mouth, and it would go, yum.
Oh, yum. Interesting. And would it die? Because I remember, if you didn't take care of it, they would die?
Yeah. But Furbies weren't like that. Mm. They would go to sleep, and they'd be like, Furby, go sleep, or something like that. And their eyes would close.
Gosh.
They were really...
rude.
Not annoying.
Yeah. At all. Oh, yeah. But what toy isn't annoying at the end of the day?
Lots of toys.
Stretch Armstrong? That thing's annoying as heck.
Phenomenal. I remember Owen and I growing up. Maybe about a year ago, where we were just
younglings.
Yeah, we were really into wrestling, and we especially liked the WCW action figures.
Oh yeah, oh man,
because they were so much cooler.
Yeah,
I mean, even though we liked WWF, or it was called WWF at the time, you know, even though we liked WWF more. Watching it, the action figures for WCW were just so badass.
Yeah.
And we had like the action ring, and but what was also funny is that we had Gilligan's Island.
Oh my gosh.
Action figures.
Wow. And were they big enough to look realistic next to the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we would have Gilligan's Island versus, like, Kevin Nash.
So that would be WCW versus Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
World Tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Revenge.
Yeah, it's for N64. And I remember... Oh, and there's like little breakaway tables.
Oh,
I think Sting came with a table and a bat.
Yeah.
Man, those are so badass. But like, I remember this one particular time. And I know that you're listening, Owen. I will never forget this. But I think it was Macho Man Randy Savage, Stone Cold Stunnard, Gilligan.
Uh-huh.
Off the top rope, through a table, and he broke Gilligan's leg.
His leg.
Yeah.
So the
somehow his leg.
The impact off. from the neck chin area transferred to his leg. Ouch! That's some psychosomatic.
Oh wait, no,
injuries.
No, no. It was the other way around. No, Gilligan Stone Cold Stunner.
Ooh,
Macho Man. Yeah, because it was Gilligan's leg that popped off.
Yeah,
because
you probably would have. Were you a Gilligan's Island fan?
I still am.
Oh.
Gilligan's Island.
A funny thing about WCW action figures, which I had very few of. I actually had more WWF figures. But the one I had was the Giant. But I got this particular and very infamous, if you read about those figures, model of the giant, where it was a vibrating action figure. I kid you not. It had a button on its hip, I think it was. And if you held it down, it would vibrate pretty violently. And
why?
I don't know. It boggles my mind to this day.
That doesn't make sense, because they should have did that for Hogan.
Yeah, because you know, Hogan, he would hook up, yeah.
Yeah, he would tear a shirt off.
But most wrestlers, you know, you wouldn't want them going into convulsive fits. Yeah. You know, they got to destroy. You got to pin the opponent.
Convulsive.
What?
Convulsive. do you remember, it wasn't too long ago, maybe like a year and a half ago, but we went back and we rekindled, we revisited our childhood, and we played WCW versus NWO for N64.
And you beat me. You beat me pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I beat you once. And
Out of what?
It was at least five, I think. But I beat you the once. And I still maintain that
I beat you the once.
It's all better now.
I peek at the Diamond Dallas Page.
But Hanzo Man, that character was awesome.
Hanzo Man.
Yeah. He was the one that looked like a ninja. He had some pretty cool moves.
Chris Benoit.
Oh, man. What a mistake.
Chris Benoit.
So do you... There's a video I saw the other day where someone cut... promo he did, they spliced it together and, you know, cut it in a certain way where it sounds like he's like warning people that he's gonna do what he did. And it's really creepy, because wow. You know, when you're doing those promos, and especially him,
yeah,
he had to look really super intense.
Yeah.
So when he's warning you about how he's gonna do something crazy.
What was his nickname?
The Crippler.
I could have swore. Okay, I remember, yeah, the Crippler, because the Crippler, Crossface.
Yeah.
But wasn't he called, like, the Badger or something?
No, the Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Rabid Wolverine.
Badger. That doesn't sound threatening at all.
Well, apparently the honey badger's, like, a threatening thing now. But
yeah, like, badgers in North America are incredibly dangerous, too. Like, I've heard accounts on National Geographic of, like, North American badgers killing a full-size bear.
Wow.
Like a grizzly bear.
No, I never heard of that.
They have incredibly long claws compared to the size of their body. And what they would do is run underneath a bear and disembowel it.
Yeah.
And bears aren't fast enough. And, you know, the badger would just scurry under its legs and literally just gut him like a fish.
Wow. Gosh. That is, well, that's a smart way to, it's definitely a David Goliath kind of type attack.
Mm-hmm.
You just quickly disembowel. Wow. That's amazing. Thank you for telling me that.
And Chris Benoit was infamous for that, too.
Yeah.
The disemboweler.
The disemboweler.
The disemboweler.
Didn't we have a joke when we first started hanging out? Something about emboweler? The embalmer.
The embalmer.
I don't even know why we thought of that joke. But
Wasn't that with Garfalo?
Weren't we
at Starbucks or Coffee Bean, and we were talking about single life?
Yeah, we
that
were.
That was a really low period in our lives.
Yeah, but I've risen. I've risen to great heights since then.
So is he.
And you have two. You got the podcast. You are the leader of this podcast. I'm your co-host.
Fuck. Cocksucker.
Man, that was good. I didn't see that coming.
Coming. Let's see. We got some more. Well, actually, we don't have time.
We don't
what
have time.
What am I saying? We need to get out of here.
You had that thing. Remember you told me before we got here, you said, Pat, we can't have the podcast tonight because I have the thing. And I said, oh, I understand.
Yeah. I'm going to a wedding funeral.
Screening of The Thing by John Carpenter. It was so dead that you couldn't even muster the French for it. I didn't even have to pardon your French.
I think I'm nothing. Having a crisis right now.
Crisis hotlines.
What do you think having a nervous breakdown is like?
I don't know.
I mean, besides your usual, like, weekly nervous breakdown.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes think I've had... I don't know how much they differ from panic attacks, which I've had a few of those. Have you ever had a panic attack?
No.
Yeah. You just feel like you're like doomed, you know, and
Do you feel like you can't breathe or you're going to die or something? Well,
not personally, not me. Like, I've always been a hypochondriac, so that's kind of innate.
That sounds like a little pussy attack.
Yeah, well.
A little bitch attack.
But it's not so much that you're going to die as it is that you just can't, you just feel like paralyzed. That's me. Like, I've felt like, you know, emotionally, so physically paralyzed.
Pretty much this is how you felt like 2 years ago when you were single.
Yeah.
You're like, girls don't like me. Girls won't go out with me.
I never
me.
Said any of that.
My life is so far.
Man, you have me nailed. Too bad you didn't nail me back then.
My life is agony.
Is agony?
It's agony. I
find it weird that you've never had a panic attack. I feel what? Like most people have.
Really?
Yeah. Because life is a burden.
Well, I'm the best Ming. I'm the best Ming.
Nervous breakdown. What do you think it's like?
I think it's, I think there's a lot of different roads to the nervous breakdown. The nervous breakdown could be brought on by a few different things.
There's like the Randy Rhodes.
The what?
The Randy Rhodes. The crazy train. You're going off the rails.
Well, I think it could be like maybe like a financial crisis and be like, oh shit, like I'm going to be homeless or something like that. You're pretty much dealing with that while you're on the streets for begging for handouts.
Yeah.
Or a nervous breakdown, like you could get divorced, something like that, you know? And, but I mean, I don't know what would cause me to have a nervous breakdown unless, you know, an airplane hit my house and my family's dead or something, you know, like it would have to be something pretty monumental.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a fervent badass.
Yeah.
That nothing fazes me ever.
But I mean, I think. Ever. But I think there's something to be said for, you know, the accumulation of small things that eventually just the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. I can personally see that happening to me.
Hmm. Remember that time you had a panic attack because you stubbed your toe?
No, I don't.
I stubbed my toe, and girls don't like my. Girls don't like my.
I truly don't remember this.
No?
No. Stubbed my toe.
This used to be like almost like every other day for you.
Stubbing my toe?
Shame spiral.
I probably wouldn't have a toe if I stubbed my toe every other day. You'd probably turn purple and fall off.
What is a toe?
I can get you a toe. With nail polish. But you wouldn't know.
Can
that.
You tow my car?
No. Because I don't kowtow to you. You jerk.
I like the color taupe.
Taupe con hilo. A move in pro wrestling. El topo.
El topo. That was the little mouse that was on.
No, that was Topo.
Oh, Topo Gigio.
Yeah, Topo Gigio. El Topo is a very much lauded art film.
Mm. Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, they are the same thing.
Lawrence Welk and you know, art films. Was Topo Gigi on Lawrence Welk?
No, he was on the
not what's Dick his name? Cavett.
No, Ed
Begley Jr.
No,
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan.
Hey, you remember when Ed Begley Jr. took over for Ed Sullivan?
I don't even really know who Ed Begley Jr. is.
Ed Begley.
What has he been in?
I actually can't remember anything that he's been in.
I've heard the name numerous times, but I just can't place the name or place the face. Don't be a disgrace, though.
Mother Teresa.
We already covered that. What are your thoughts on Mother Teresa?
She's a consistent fantasy.
Oh,
at the dream.
Oh gosh, this is heading into.
Did I ever decide on the most sexy ethnicity?
Yeah, didn't you say Tunisia, which was obviously an answer that you were not happy with? So we're coming back to it.
I think I need to pick something better.
Yeah, once and for all, sexiest ethnicity.
Well, that's kind of hard. I mean, I'm a perv and I like all girls.
Yeah.
But that isn't like...
But just think about who you find the most attractive and then think about what they have in common. Mm. What ethnicity they have in common.
I don't want to sound racist, though.
Yeah, but it's not a race. It's not saying that you race. Only find... It's not saying that you only find one ethnicity sexy. It's which one you find like the sexiest.
The sexiest?
Yeah. So it's inclusive. Just like my question about the most indestructible human. I'm politically correct.
Always. I don't think I have an answer.
Mm.
To be honest.
That's a terrible answer. To not have an answer.
Well, we don't have any time anyways.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing to have no time either. But for the sake of the audience, just give me an answer.
What is twa?
I don't know what twa is.
To be honest, I think this is my favorite. My favorite podcast.
Yeah. It's up there for me. It's up there, you know, 5, 6.
I've had a chub the whole time.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
I have a chub.
Ciabatta. Yeah, ciabatta.
Do you like ciabatta bread?
Yeah, I do.
This is a terrible answer.
This is a terrible question. It's those out of nowhere questions that leave us at prevalent dead ends.
I wonder what ESL countries think of this, or our ESL listeners. Maybe. What do you guys think?
We're listening right now.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Claro que sí. Yeah.
Sí.
But I think they have the same reaction that English as a first language would, or a primary language would, which is, this is awesome. And I want more.
Yeah. I mean, if you thought any other way, you'd,
See, you already started speaking in the accent while you were in the middle of the sentence. That you gave the joke away. Don't even finish it.
You're not American if you don't like this.
That's true.
You're not American.
And even if you aren't American, you still aren't American if you don't like it.
What is American?
Things that are distributed or manufactured in America.
I think the McFoley is.
Oh, the McFoley is definitely American.
No, the McFoley.
Yeah, the McFoley.
Yeah.
It's American.
What do you think the McFoley would be if it were an item at McDonald's?
It'd be a ton of meat.
What do you think it would be?
Is that your Jiminy Glick impression? I loved that show, by the way. The McFoley.
No promoting other shows.
No, that's a terrible show. And it's not on anymore. And we are still on the air, so I guess we know who won. But Mick Foley, lots of meat and a lot of ketchup, I would assume, because he would bleed a lot.
Wrong. It's a kale shake.
Kale shake. A shamrock shake. Kent Shamrock shake. Oh, man. That was awesome.
The kale sunnin.
Oh, the kale sunnin. The kale sunnin shake. Oh, wasn't there a fight yesterday?
Yeah.
Or Saturday.
Yeah, it was UFC 152.
Uh-huh, and who?
And did you watch?
I didn't.
Did you watch?
No, I did not.
No. But yeah, the lineup was, well, there was the first, I think, flyweight, not bantamweight. I think they call it flyweight. The first flyweight championship.
Oh.
And the two guys fighting, they're the two number one contenders, and there wasn't a champion before then.
So it's undisputed,
like,
now.
Yeah. It was between Joseph Benavidez and Demetrius Johnson. Demetrius Mighty Mouse.
Oh, okay. I've heard that name.
And it was a really, really exciting fight because these guys are like 5'3".
Wow.
Either 5'3" or 5'4", and they are fast. They're like little hummingbirds. It was just nuts.
What's the weight class? Or like flyweight?
125.
Wow. That's
These
small.
Are small men.
Yeah, very
but
small.
But what's exciting is that since they're that small, they can just move so incredibly fast.
Yeah.
And so it just looked like, chickens scrapping, you know. It was nuts. But Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse, is the first flyweight UFC heavyweight.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Mighty Mouse. If you ever want to come on the show.
Yeah, anyone that we've ever talked about on this show, whether it's Ed Begley Jr., Mighty Mouse.
Mm-hmm. If you're a champion.
Of any kind. A champion. You should come on the show. Because we're always welcoming.
Mm-hmm. And then there was Michael the Count Bisping.
Oh, he fought again.
Versus All-American Brian Stann.
And who won that?
Well, it was a overall quite an exciting match. But for the most part, the Count's superior boxing was really what dictated the fight. And he kind of put a clinic on Brian Stann, who is by no means a bad fighter at all.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic fighter. And didn't really implement good takedown defense either, so he kind of got pumbled a little
and
bit.
And isn't Brian Stann, isn't he kind of like a bigger guy?
Yeah, physically I'd say he's bigger. I mean, you know, obviously the same weight class, 185 pounds, but yeah, you know, Brian Stann, he got pummeled a little bit, which I'm a little disappointed in, or just a little bummed out, because Brian Stann, he truly is an American hero.
Yeah, according to Chael Sonnen. Who is the American hero himself?
Well, he's the American gangster.
That's true. And who better to trust?
From Westlake, Oregon.
Yeah.
But Brian Stann, he's a very, very decorated Marine.
Oh, I didn't know he was decorated.
Yeah. He's very, very well respected in the Marine world.
That's good to hear.
But,
And then the main event was John Jones, wasn't it?
It was John Jones versus Vitor Belfort.
And I heard John Jones won. I did hear that.
But that was also a very, very good fight. It went into the fourth round,
wow.
I believe.
Have any of John Jones's fights gone that long?
The Rashad Jones fight, I think, went the distance.
Yeah, that's true. I do remember that.
But the fight with Jones and Belfort, it was crazy. I think it was either halfway through the first round or the second round that Vitor got this amazing armbar locked in, and it was almost like a Fedor style armbar, very, very high arcing around his shoulders and neck. And John Jones was standing, and it kind of reminds me of that fight between Fedor and that giant Korean guy, Hung Man Choi, where he was literally like breaking his arm. Standing, you know, Hung Man Choi was standing and like holding onto his arm, but he was really, really hyperextending John Jones's arm. It was nuts. I thought he was going to snap it.
Gosh.
And I don't think his arm was the same after the rest of the fight. But
he still won.
Yeah, but it's Belfort has the same problem that like Quentin Jackson has, where it's just he doesn't have the fire anymore, and it's not the loose cannon. flurry of punches, because that's really his meat and potatoes. You know, that's how Belfort became a champion in the first place. But he's older, and I don't understand, because he's in incredible shape still.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't have that that just go-getter, insane, wild man approach that he used to have, like Wanderlei or something like that.
You think he would, since it was a title. It was a title fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a tiny bit of that when he fought Anderson Silva, but I mean, Vitor's, you know, his defense isn't his best offense, you know. So
but you do think John Jones is beatable now?
Well, I mean, I think pretty much anybody is beatable, but
yeah.
John Jones has really proven that he's a fucking machine.
Yeah.
You know, he's the best in that weight class. And I think the only hope really out there is the American Gangster.
You think so? Like,
who moved up in weight.
Yeah. I have this sinking feeling that, like, he just, it's not going to be enough, you know.
Well, whether it's enough or not, I think
he does have the fire, though, which you alluded to.
Definitely. There's nobody as unrelenting as Chael Sonnen. I mean, he wants to win so bad.
Yeah.
And that's what's exciting about him.
Like, yeah,
he
would
literally not quit.
Yeah.
I think besides Chael, I think the only other person would be Machida, the dragon. And, of course, they fought before, and it's debated, but I think Machida very decisively won the first round, and then he got strangled by one of the most bizarre standing guillotines or whatever by John Jones. But I think he'd be the only other one that I would really think could take out John Jones.
And I imagine that's got to be kind of, from a promoter's standpoint, it's got to be kind of, you know, disheartening when you have someone that, obviously you're happy that some guy is so dominant in your weight classes, but now that's like two or three guys that just have basically beaten everybody in their weight division, you know, like Silva, what's his name? GSP, you know, and John Jones. It's like, who's left?
And this is his fourth. This was his fourth title defense, I believe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Fourth or fifth.
Who did he beat to become the champion?
Mauricio Hua.
Oh,
Shogun.
Okay.
But yeah, he's so far fought the absolute best.
And beat them.
I mean, it's kind of weird that they brought Belfort in, because he just came off a loss and then just moved up in weight out of nowhere.
Well, he also has not beaten Dan Henderson.
Yeah, I think Dan Henderson has a good chance, or at least, you know, there's the chance there that he could beat John Jones, but, you know, I don't know. You can't predict these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Belfort I didn't have too high hopes of, but he definitely surprised me a lot with that armbar. That was incredible.
And I don't understand how, you know, an armbar, if you're in that for, because I'm from how you're describing it, it sounds like he was in the armbar for quite a while.
Yeah, like at least like 15, 20 seconds or something, just torquing it.
Yeah, I would guess that just your training would come into play there, where it wouldn't just snap on command, you know.
Well, it definitely looks like his arm wasn't in too good a shape.
Yeah, I heard that he had to get some X-rays on it just to make sure that nothing was too damaged.
I mean, that is really the heart of a champion. He really hung in there.
Yeah. But that might soften him up for Chael later on.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's our second in unison tonight.
Well, we have to end the show with our
in unison. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We can't say it right now, though.
No, not at all.
But I think we should do it with a certain accent.
Oh, man.
You're not down.
I'll give it a shot.
Speaking of which, we're running out of time.
But we never had time in the first place.
This is so weird. I can't believe we keep doing this.
And I'm really...
Why are we still talking,
Pat? I'm really upset that you caused me to miss the thing that I had to go do right now.
I was supposed to go to a wedding funeral
with the corpse cam, and I was actually supposed to pick up some eggs at the store, and now I can't because the store is closed. So thank you, Bryant Schumacher.
It feels like we're leaving on a negative note.
But there was no note to leave on.
It is true.
This was not supposed to be a show. It became a show.
What's happening right now? Where are we?
Are we...
alive, man? Did I miss a cue?
Maybe.
I thought it was... are you?
This man, is like,
people are just
this is the
counting
awkward,
counting the seconds.
Our lips are like right there next to each other, and we're just not kissing. That's what it is right now.
Well, I'm kissing your eye lips right now.
Your
eyes really are like the ocean.
They are, and
they
are the one physical attribute that I've been complimented on consistently throughout my life by men and women.
Well, I think there's only one thing left to ask the people before we go.
And
that is... on toi?
Are you there?